John 12, 1-11, fragrance. Hear the word of the Lord today. Welcome back to Friends Bible Study. Our goal is to help ordinary believers grow as disciples of Jesus and to equip them for every good work through the word of God. A disciple is someone who knows Jesus, follows Jesus, learns from Jesus, and is becoming like Jesus. Please continue to follow our simple Friends Bible Study approach. Read, write, share, and listen. Our study today will cover John 12, verses 1 through 11. As always, I would like to encourage everyone doing this Bible study to prepare your hearts to hear the word of the Lord today. This passage is a beautiful account of Mary anointing Jesus with very expensive perfume. This was an act of pure love and devotion to Jesus. I always emphasize that our love relationship with God is our main priority and focus. I often quote Henry Blackaby, who said, "Everything in the Christian life and ministry depends on the quality of our love relationship with God. If that is not right, nothing will be right." So may this study move our hearts to love Jesus with all of our heart, soul, and mind, like Mary. Let's pray. Thank you, Father, for loving us with an everlasting love. Lead us and empower us to love you with all of our heart, soul, and mind. We know that this is the greatest and most important commandment. And may the glory of Christ be revealed through the sharing of his word. So let's begin at verse 1. Verse 1 states that Jesus attended a dinner at Bethany 6 days before the Passover. John chapter 12 is the last chapter covering the public ministry of Jesus. Chapters 13 through 17 focus on Jesus' private teaching to his disciples. Chapter 12 describes events just prior to the cross, beginning with Mary anointing Jesus with very expensive and fragrant perfume. So let's begin verses 1 to 3. Then 6 days before the Passover, Jesus came to Bethany where Lazarus was, who had been dead, whom he had raised from the dead. So they made him a supper there. Mary served, but Lazarus was one of those who sat at the table with him. Therefore, Mary took a pound of ointment, pure nard, very precious, and anointed Jesus' feet and wiped his feet with her hair. And the house was filled with the fragrance of the ointment. Meditation question: why do you think Mary anointed Jesus with the expensive perfume? Well, this story took place 6 days before the Passover and Jesus' crucifixion. Jesus raised Lazarus from the dead a week or two before this dinner in Bethany. Lazarus was with them at the supper held in honor of Jesus. Martha served the meal for Jesus, her brother, and the other guests who had come. We can picture the scene. Mary's heart overflowed with love and gratitude for her Lord. The guests reclined with their heads near the table and their legs behind them. Mary took the very expensive perfume and poured it on Jesus and on his feet. Then she wiped Jesus' feet with her hair. She emptied the contents of the alabaster jar, and the house was filled with the fragrance of the perfume. This act of extravagant love was motivated by several things. First, Jesus was a great teacher who had become close friends with Mary and her family. Second, Jesus had raised her brother from the dead. They not only received her brother back from the grave, but received a great revelation about Jesus when he declared to them, "I am the resurrection and the life." And third, Mary did this because she loved Jesus from the heart and took this opportunity to express her love and gratefulness to him. Mary was not worried about what people thought or said of her. She did not care whether people criticized her or not. She was determined to express her love for Jesus regardless of what people might say. This was an act of pure love on her heart. And it says the house was filled with the fragrance of the ointment. If when someone loves Jesus with all of their heart, there is a fragrance that follows them. This is not a physical smell, but it's a spiritual aroma. Paul wrote in 2 Corinthians 2:14 that God uses us to spread the aroma of the knowledge of Christ everywhere. He said in verse 15, we are to God a pleasing aroma of Christ among those who are being saved and those who are perishing. Father, may our lives be a pleasing aroma before you as we love you and serve you, and may the people we come in contact with today sense the fragrance of Christ in us. Probably the biggest reason Mary anointed Jesus is that she knew her Lord was about to endure terrible suffering. Mary knew what she was doing. She believed that Jesus would soon be put to death. Jesus had often predicted his approaching death on many occasions. The disciples did not understand what Jesus was saying to them, even though he told them multiple times. I believe that perhaps Mary was the only one who did understand that Jesus would suffer and die for the sins of the world, as he predicted. She took this occasion to anoint him for burial. Verse 4, then Judas Iscariot, Simon's son, one of the disciples who would betray him, said, why wasn't this ointment sold for 300 denarii and given to the poor? Now she said that he said this not because he cared for the poor, but because he was a thief, and having the money box used to steal what was put into it. Jesus said to leave her alone. She has kept this for the day of my burial. For you always have the poor with you, but you don't always have me. Meditation question. Why did Jesus criticize Mary? Why did Judas criticize Mary? What was Judas' real motivation? Why would some people today agree with his criticism? We know from the words of Judas that this perfume was worth 300 denarii, or the equivalent of a year's salary for an average worker. Mary was willing to pour this expensive perfume on the feet of Jesus. Then she wiped Jesus' feet with her hair. What Mary did was not just an expression of her love, but an act of humility and worship. Mary understood that Jesus was the Messiah, the Son of God. Judas, on the other hand, was a thief. He criticized Mary, what Mary had done, saying, why wasn't this sold for 300 denarii and given to the poor? He had been made treasurer of the common fund. He did not really care for the poor people, but stole money from the money box to use for himself. Mary was misunderstood and criticized even by the other disciples. In Matthew 26, 8 and 9, we find the other disciples said the same thing as Judas. But when his disciples saw this, they were indignant, saying, why this waste? For this ointment might have been sold for much and given to the poor. They thought it was a waste. This still happens today when someone gives his or her best to the Lord. Some people say that time and money should be spent on the work of the Lord, but not on an expression of love to the Lord. What did Jesus think about Mary's expression of love? Jesus told the others, leave her alone. She has kept this for the day of my burial, but you always have the poor with you, but you don't always have me. Jesus commanded us to love him above all others. Those who criticized Mary revealed that they did not understand. In Matthew 26, 12, he said, when she poured the perfume on my body, she did it to prepare me for burial. Truly, I tell you, wherever the gospel is preached throughout the world, what she has done will also be told in memory of her. Jesus said that she did it to prepare me for burial, which reinforces that Mary understood Jesus was going to die. Jesus valued Mary's act of love and devotion. so much that he said that wherever the gospel was preached throughout the world, people would talk about what she had done. Jesus did not say this to anyone else except Mary. Her beautiful act of worship brought fragrance to the house in which they were dining, and the blessing of her deeds spread around the world. Are you like Mary, worshiping Jesus with a whole heart, no matter what others may say? Or are you like Judas, who had a selfish ambition in following Jesus? If you do not know much about spiritual things, it is because you have not spent time at the feet of Jesus. Perhaps your heart is fixed on other things than loving Jesus. If you want to grow strong in the knowledge of God, you must love Jesus first and sit at his feet and learn from him like Mary. Verse 9, a large crowd, therefore, of Jews learned that he was there, and they came not for Jesus' sake only, but that they may see Lazarus also, whom he had raised from the dead. But the chief priests conspired to put Lazarus to death also, because on account of him, many Jews went away and believed in Jesus. The glory of God is revealed in the changed lives of those who witnessed Lazarus being raised from the dead. Nowhere in the entire story are we told that Lazarus said anything. However, Lazarus became a great witness. How did this happen? When Lazarus died and rose again, no one could deny that it was a work of God. Ultimately, it is not we who are attractive. It is Jesus working in us. He must be in us if he is to attract others through us. Lazarus says nothing, and yet we find that Lazarus had become a great and effective witness to Jesus. The chief priests wanted to kill Lazarus because, on account of him, many Jews were going over to Jesus and putting their faith in him. How did Lazarus become such a great witness if he said nothing? Everyone knew that Lazarus died, and now Lazarus was alive, and anyone who wished could see him. Hundreds, perhaps thousands, came to Bethany to see Lazarus. Many of them believed in Jesus. It was nothing Lazarus did, but it is what Jesus had done in him that made him a powerful witness for Christ. Lazarus had a bad odor after being dead for four days, but the fragrance of Christ in him impacted the lives of many after Jesus raised him to life. Let's pray. Father, give us a heart to love you like Mary, and may the fragrance of Christ touch the people we meet as we love you with all of our heart and soul.